And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 22nd of October, 2013. It was on this date, 1938, Chester Carlson produced the first electrophotographic image, paving the way for the invention of the Xerox machine. Up until then, you needed to use carbon paper and retype the documents to make copies. He did this in Queens, New York, in a makeshift lab behind his mother-in-law's beauty parlor. The early copiers were slow and complicated. You had to follow 14 steps. It took nearly a minute to make a single copy, and you could only make about a dozen copies from one exposure. The first Xerox copiers did not come on the market for about 20 years, 1959. It's the 51st anniversary of the Cuban Missile Crisis today. 1962, President Kennedy had gotten photographs from U-2 spy planes over Cuba that showed the Soviet Union installing missiles and launch sites there. And so he placed Cuba under what he called a naval quarantine until the Soviets removed them. Some of the nation's B-52s went in the air that night, ready to strike the Soviet Union, and for a few days the world seemed to be on the brink of nuclear war until, on October 28th, Premier Nikita Khrushchev withdrew the missiles. It was on this day, 1883, the Metropolitan Opera House opened in New York City with a performance of Gounod's Faust. There already was an opera house in New York, the Academy of Music, down near Union Square. It was a gathering place for high society, where the rich and privileged sat in the opera boxes and watched each other as they watched the opera itself. But there were only 18 boxes at the Academy of Music, and in the 1870s there was a whole generation of nouveau riche, and they wanted a place to display themselves in their finery, and so they built their own opera house with more than 100 box seats. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Dana Gioia, entitled The Lost Garden. If ever we see those gardens again, the summer will be gone, at least our summer. Some other mockingbird will concertize among the mulberries, and other vines will climb the high brick wall to disappear. How many footpaths crossed the old estate, the gracious acreage of a grander age, so many trees to kiss or argue under, and greenery enough for any mood. What pleasure to be sad in such surroundings, at least in retrospect, for even sorrow seems bearable when studied at a distance. And if we speak of private suffering, the pain becomes part of a well-turned tale, describing someone else who shares our name. Still, thinking of you, I sometimes play a game. What if we had walked a different path one day? Would some small incident have nudged us elsewhere, the way a pebble tossed into a brook might change the course 100 miles downstream? The trick is making memory a blessing, to learn by loss the cool subtraction of desire, of wanting nothing more than what has been, to know the past forever lost, yet seeing behind the wall a garden still in blossom. The Lost Garden by Dana Gioia, from Interrogations at Noon, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily online workouts are designed to improve memory and attention and are dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.